All right, it's good to be back to the upper room fellowship. May the Lord bless you for coming. I'd like to be reading once again, 1 Kings 19. I'd like to take off where I left this morning for another message. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Let's begin reading verse number 9. Let's share with you this morning from chapter 19, verses 1 through verse number 8. Let's begin reading tonight with verse number 9. Speaking about Elijah, he came thither into a cave, and he lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, the fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, just a still, small voice. I want you to think about those three words, a still, small voice. What I say in a small voice is a whisper. A still, small voice. That God whispers. I want you to think about that as I preach tonight, that God whispers. Just a still, small voice. We serve a big God. It's not a still, big voice, but a small voice. Just a whisper away. God is just a whisper away. God whispers. I want you to think about that as I preach this message tonight. Amen. And you are here. And Heavenly Father, we're thankful once again that we can share forth from the Word of Life. And God, we know there's power in Thy Word. We know Elijah was a great man, the man of God who had prayed, but he became discouraged. And we know he said, "Lord, it is enough." And Lord, we thank you for the message this morning. We continue on in these verses tonight, Lord, to know that, Lord, he was not in the wind. Lord, he was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. Amen. Just a still, small voice, just a whisper. But I pray, God, that we can understand thy word and know that thy word can speak to our hearts, and knowing that through thy word there is comfort and rest. I pray, God, that you'll give that comfort to the child of God. Let us receive what we need in the service. What is ever accomplished will forevermore give you the praise. Everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen. And you may be seated.
Praise be to God. Isn't he wonderful tonight?
Yes.
Amen. God whispers. We come to know in these verses of Scripture, in verse number 11 and 12. Amen. To encourage and strengthen Elijah's faith, God visited him on Mount Horeb. This visitation was accompanied by a great wind, an earthquake, and a fire. But the Lord was in none of these events. Instead, the revelation of God came in a form of just a still, small voice. Elijah learned that God's work proceeds and advances by Hezekiah 4 and 6, where he said, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Praise God. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Glory to God. Saith the Lord of hosts. So we come to know what I read to you, church. Amen. What he said, "I'm going forth and I'm standing upon this mount." It was no more when the Lord had stood on the mount there as he appeared before, amen, Moses, as he appeared before Elijah. As I shared with you here this morning, in chapter number 18, we come to know, amen, that Elijah was on Mount Carmel. And we know the event that took there. And we know there, according to chapter number 19, how that he was with him even under a juniper tree. So he was on Mount Carmel, then we find him under a juniper tree, and then we find him in verse number 9 that he went into a cave. So he come from the mount, amen, oh yes, then he laid himself under a juniper tree, requested that he may die, and he said, "Lord, it is enough." And then we find him going to a cave. But while he was in the cave, the word of the Lord came to him. And what did he say? "What doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing here?" Haman, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For this children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, and have thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword, and I only am left that they may seek my life to take it away. And we come to know that through these words, when Elijah had heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the inner end of the cave, and behold, there came a voice. Here it is again. There came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he says again, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. But the Lord, here it is again, the word of the Lord came to him, said, go, return to thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. So we see here that he was encouraging Elijah to proceed. He was encouraging him to go forth. Amen. God still had a plan, just like he had a plan and a purpose for the Apostle Paul. As I shared with you this morning when he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is the gain. It'd be far better to go be with Christ. But he knew there was a very purpose for his ministry to remain here on this earth. God had a purpose for Elijah, and he said, go, return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, thou shalt anoint Hazael to be king over in Assyria. Amen. Praise God. So he proceeded. But the Lord had passed by. What was he doing? He wants to encourage Elijah. He wants to strengthen him. He strengthened him in his meat for 40 days, as I shared with you this morning. It was a cruise of water in his head. God met the need for the man of God. He said, come out of this state. In other words, arise and eat. Amen. Because this journey is just too great for thee. And there was Elijah, and he had come to learn that God's word will proceed whether I do it or not. Amen. If I can just, amen, we can blame it upon others. We can look to others. We can turn to other men. But God has a purpose for every man that he has called. For every man that he has called. And the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Oh, but we got to come to rely on that scripture, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. That God has redemption, amen, in his plan, a redemption for all mankind to come receive his plan, that God shall bless his people, amen, with his word. Oh, yes, he will. So we know what it consisted of, Elijah, in his walk with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. So we know here that he departed, and there was Elisha, who was plowing with his 12 yoke of oxen before him. This is after he went and left and pressed on, went forward, what God had called him to do. But God had a succeeder to go with him, a man that was standing with him in the ministry. And we come to know that it was going to be Elisha. Amen, praise God. So Elijah had one with him in the ministry. I think about how the Apostle Paul knew that there was ones that stood with him in the ministry. But he said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And we know that there's others had forsaken the ministry, but there was ones that were true to Paul. Amen. He said, I had Luke with me, or Mark. And therefore he knew there was men that was standing with him in the ministry. And we know according to this great battle that the Israelites was in, he had the one that stood with him, which was his own brother Aaron. He had her on one side, Aaron on the other. So we know that with Moses just as well as Elijah, that Elisha was there to be with him. Amen. In the work of God. God sends those, amen, to stand with us in ministry. But I want to share with you this story. There was a young man who had a great need in his life, and he didn't know which way to turn. So he went to the preacher, amen, pacing across the preacher's study. Amen, this young man complained about his problem. Amen. He just clenched his fist and he shouted out loud. He said, I beg God to say something to help me. I have prayed. I have begged God to say something to help me. Amen. He said, tell me, preacher, as he cried out loud, why doesn't God answer me? Why doesn't God answer me? But the old preacher who sat across all the way across the room, he spoke something. but the young man could not hear. Amen. So the young man stepped a little closer to the preacher, and he cried out, "What did you say, preacher? What did you say?" And the preacher said something to him again, but he could not hear. So the young man moved so close to him that they almost brushed against the men, their faces together. Amen. He said, "Now what did you say? I did not hear you." But the old preacher just spoke in a whisper. And he spoke in the ear of this young man as he bent over, and he said, "God sometimes whispers." And he said, "So we will move closer to hear him." And it just struck this young man's heart when the old preacher said, "Sometimes God whispers." Amen. "That so we will move closer to hear him." Amen. The young man then understood, amen, what the old preacher had to say. Amen. We all want to hear God's voice at times, just like a thunder that's going through the air with an answer to our problem. But God is still that still small voice, that just gentle whisper. Perhaps there's a reason nothing draws human focus quite like a whisper. God's whisper means I must stop my complaining and I must draw closer to him until my head is bent together with his. And then as I listen, I will find my answer. Better still, I will find myself closer to God. It was just like something I encountered this week when I was on patrol, just like there was a deer in a path. Oh yes, and that deer was eating berries off the vine. And I stopped in silence as I looked out that window of that patrol vehicle. And that deer just was so still, looking back at me. Did not flinch, did not move. But after I stayed there for a while, I was determined not to move. Began to look down, and she began to look around, and she started to eat again. And she moved closer to me. She'd become about 25 feet away from me. Me staring her in the face as she looked back to me, but she had no fear. Because I didn't move, I was just still. Drawn closer to me. And she was drawn a little closer. Then one night, Riley, he was also patrolling in the patrol vehicle late at night. And his lights were shining in the roadway, and there was a little fawn. It was just born. Born just probably minutes or maybe just an hour or so. Barney could stand upon its feet. Amen. Had no fear just being born. Just walked up where he could just reach out and touch the fawn. The little one. It was just recently born. Amen. It's just like, you know, when a child is born. Amen. They learn words from their parents when the words are spoken. Amen. They begin to hear and to listen the words of Papa and Mama, you know, and Grandmama and brother and sister and so forth. Amen. They learn the simple words at home because, amen, it's repeated to them time and time again in the words that they need to hear and need to listen. And saints of God, how is God toward us? Just like if I looked at that deer face to face, but I was still. I was still. I didn't move. I didn't flinch. And that deer approached me. What does the scripture say about that heart, meaning the deer, panteth after the water brook, so my soul shall thirst after the living God. Amen, glory to God. I think about even in his nature, even in his creation. Amen, God can reveal things to his church. I think about, you know how, amen, a deer is. Any little movement, any little sound, they leap upon their feet and they're gone. Just in a silence they flee away after any type of movement from man, as long as you remain still. I think about God. I think about even the psalmist David, what he said in Psalms 46 and 10. He said, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." I think about being still and seeing the salvation of the Lord. Is that what Moses said when he came to the Red Sea? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. There's something about silence. There's something about being still. But God in his still small voice is still whispering, "Peace, peace, be still." Right in our troubled storm, he's saying, "Peace, be still." become as a calm across the waters. Just peace, be still. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, saints of God, we need to draw closer to Him. Amen. Can we get close enough to God that God is whispering in that still small voice? You see, that's the way it was for Elijah. Elijah come to know that he was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. It was just a still small voice. Amen. He was not in the wind. Oh, yes, it was a strong wind in the mountains. It just broke all the rocks into pieces. But he was not in the wind. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. It was just a still voice. There's such a human focus. Nothing compared to a human focus is what it's saying. Quite like a whisper. Amen. God whispers means I must stop my complaining, stop my ranting, amen, stop my murmuring, and move close to Him until my head is bent together with His, that I can brush against His breast like John the Beloved just leaning on the breast of Jesus. I want to be so close to Him that when I lean on His breast, He can whisper in my ear, peace be still. You know, sometimes, amen, there's a struggle between man and God. Sometimes they feel, at times there's an emptiness, and but I think in other times there can be such a longing. But can we be near unto God just to hear that still small voice? Amen unto the Lord. It means something. You know the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus we find in St. John's Gospel as he spoke about the great Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to bring comfort and strength to His people. I'm glad to know that the joy shall remain in the heart of the child of God who longs to be near to Him, who longs, amen, to be close to God. I find that in the closeness of God, it brings my joy to be complete. It brings my joy to be made full within my life. I want to come to know the power of God. I want to come to know, amen, that through His power and through His mighty works in my life, amen, it's not what I can do, it's what God does and works through me and in me, and His power made known through my ministry. But I'm telling you, saints of God, I want to be one that can cry out to God. I say, God, You must speak to me in that still small voice. Amen. Sometimes we want God to speak like the Word said, like a thunder, to come to my rescue at the time that I desperately need Him. But sometimes He does whisper. Amen. If you just listen, amen, be in the place that you can listen to God. Be in the place that you can just listen to what God has to say. Be in a small voice. You know, when He says, I love you, He's not, I love you. Just in a whisper. Just in a whisper. Just in a whisper. Just in a whisper, church. He's speaking just a still small voice. You see, Elijah was looking at everything else. He was looking at everything about him. The wind, the earthquake, the fire. He was not in the wind. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. Sometimes we look around us and we see, is God there? Is He present in my situation? Is He going to help me? Is He going to move for me? Is He going to touch me? But God is present. At times we feel that, amen, He's not in that circumstance. He's not in that situation. And God is bigger than that. He's going to come and I'm going to be like the psalmist. I'm just going to magnify the Lord. I'm just going to praise Him through it all. I'm not going to let these circumstances and these situations around me just keep me down, and I can't praise my God through it all. And I want to hear from Him. I want to hear from Him. Just in a still small voice. Mikey, will you come here, man? Tracy, will you come here? Just a whisper. You know, at times you feel like there's dark trials, and you feel that everything that compasses you just comes in like a flood against you. You need God's Word desperately to encourage you and to help you and to bless you. What I was applying, does anyone here know, could hear what I give Brother Frankie? Can anyone, anybody else, can you verify anything that I said to him? Anybody hear what I said? What about Sister Tracy? Anybody hear what I spoke to her? Anybody hear about Brother Terry? Or his wife? Or y'all? Okay, can anybody else tell me? Come on, try. Do something. Let me know. Can anybody tell me what I said to these? That you don't have a clue, do you? Like to know. You're eager to know, wouldn't you? You know, that's how personal God is. He wants to be so personal with you. He wants to whisper. Amen. He wants to speak His word into your ears. That's why the scripture said what Jesus said, he that hath an ear to hear. Hear what the word of the Lord shall say unto you. And then build upon it, stand upon it. Let the word of God just move within you and saturate you and bless you and help you for what thus saith the Lord. That's what we need, saints of God, in this last day. We need God to whisper His word to us and the time that we really need Him. You know what I was doing here? I was speaking scriptures. Amen. For these people I called on up here. Amen. I give them. I prayed over this and prayed over that. I said, God, give me something to encourage these people as I call them up and whisper in their ear the word of the Lord as they turn to the Holy Scriptures. Let the Holy Scriptures melt in their ears and, amen, put a brace on their mind. Let it be like a, amen, written upon the tables of thine heart. I tell you today, God is able through His precious word to give you what you need to stand. Listen, God is a God of power and He can deliver you from whatever that you may be facing tonight. Just a whisper. And just a whisper. The young man couldn't understand why didn't God hear him when he prayed. I have a problem. I beg God. I prayed out to God. Does God hear me? Amen. Why doesn't my God answer when I call? But the young man come to learn that if he keeps praying, God wants to speak in that still small voice. Take heed. Learn of my word. Keep my statutes. Keep my judgments. Keep my precepts. Keep my holy commandments. Let the Holy Scriptures move within you. Seek to know Him. Seek to draw near to Him. Let Him come to know the, amen, that He's a God and desires to fill you through and through. Amen. With His word and keep you through what you're facing tonight. Don't you just love Him tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a God that never fails tonight, church. He is a God that never fails. He can help you. He's going to reward you for your faithfulness. He's going to strengthen you. Amen. God still whispers, church. Amen. Glory to God. You think about how that the Lord was calling Samuel just as a young child. Samuel. He called him by name. He thought Eli was calling him. The young child did not know the voice of the Lord. He did not know the voice of the Lord. That voice began to call him. I believe it was that still small calling Samuel. Eli come to know that in the third time when he had spoke to the young child and told him, speak, for thy servant heareth. Therefore the word of the Lord was given unto Samuel just as a young boy. Amen. That God was speaking. Amen. You think of how that maybe boisterous the Lord was speaking in the midst of the bush. Amen. When He spoke unto Moses when the bush was on fire, but the bush was not consumed. And He spoke unto him while he was on the mountain. Take off thy shoes, for thou standeth this holy ground. Glory to God. He spoke in the bush. And the bush was on fire. But the bush was not consumed. But God spoke. When was the last time you felt that God directly spoke to you in a still, small voice? Have you ever been present with somebody else and said, listen, you hear that? What was it? And you're hearing something nobody else can hear. You believe God can speak that way? You believe that God can, in that still, small voice, speak to you when you're present with somebody else? And you say, listen, I hear some words. I hear somebody talking. I hear somebody speaking. They say, I don't hear nothing. He was the only one that was able to hear it. Now, don't you think that we entertain angels unaware? How many believes that? You've heard people, you've heard encounters like that. Hey, but I can hear it, but nobody else can. Listen, God can speak in the way He desires to speak. If He can speak through a donkey, He can speak and use any means He wants to. Amen. Come on now, God can speak, church. He wants to speak His word. He wants you to learn of His word. He wants you to stand on His word and understand what God is saying in this last day, church. He wants to whisper, amen, peace to you in your troubled soul. Just a still small voice. Just a whisper. God whispers. Don't words, but you can hear. Just as a whisper. But God wants us close to Him in such a relationship that's so close to Him that He wants to you to hear when He whispers. He wants you to hear the midnight hour. He wants you to hear, amen, the wise could hear when the midnight cry was made. Amen. But the lukewarm, the cold, and the indifferent was too far away that they could hear the midnight cry. I want to hear the midnight cry. Amen. When the trumpet sounds, I want to be able to hear. Amen. Glory to God. I want to be ready. Amen. He's coming with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Coming. He's coming again.
Bless you, Lord.
I want to be ready to think about what I'm preaching tonight. Not too many knows the voice of God. You know, he begins to call men to repentance. There's conviction in their land for many to draw near to him and be saved and turn from their wicked ways. Then he begins to speak. He begins to reveal truth unto all those who ask and desire truth. The truth shall make them free. God is a God that never fails. God is a God who shall help us. God is a God who shall reward his own, and he shall bless all those who humble themselves and call upon him. I'm telling you, saints of God, I don't know about you, but Lord, help me to have such a relationship that when you whisper to me, amen, glory to God, I don't want to be from a distance from God. I want to be so close to God. Amen, praise God, and I can just listen to what he has to say. There's not going to be any sign language in heaven. Sign language. I guess losing a person's hearing will be a terrible thing. We already oppressed enough and we didn't have no hearing. Oh, it'd be so much worse. Can you imagine living in a world with no hearing? Voices around you, couldn't hear the husband and sweet wife. I could hear the voices. Voices of the sweet little children. The voices that's calling. Papa. Now, it means something, church, to know the voice of God. It means something that we can be so close to it that we're hearing. We hear it all because we're eager to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen, praise God. We want to draw so close to God. Just in that still small voice. God, reveal unto me, I need you to speak to me. Amen, oh yes. And the Lord just comes so personal with you. So one-to-one on you. Amen, he just speaks that you can just hear. Amen, the rushing mighty presence of God that floods your soul. And all the floods of doubt that once come against you are gone because the floods of his presence moves in. And all the doubts and the fear have to leave away because of the presence of God in your life. Listen, that's how much present he wants to be with you, like I shared with the scripture. As the deer, the heart panteth after the water brooks, so my soul does thirst for the living God. He wants you to thirst for him. He wants you, amen, to stand upon the word of God. Let the word of the Lord be within you and hide your word, his word into your heart, that you sin not against God. Let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Amen. These scriptures I give to some here tonight, I want you to meditate upon the word of the Lord. I want you to think upon what the word of God is speaking to your heart. If you don't understand, study it out. Run the references. Do all that you can to pray over that. Let the word of the Lord begin to speak to you. Let the word of the Lord just reveal his truth unto you and what he is saying to you this hour. I say it's something I prayed over, and I ask my God to give me something to help you and to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And God said, and I'll just whisper to you my word. And only keep that I have given unto you. And believe me today. Just believe the word of God. And upon the word of God. The word of God encourage you and help you. Church, we come in such a time now in the last day church. Amen. All that we understand and come to know is the word of God. And that's what we need to know. I was excited. I walked into a thrift store a few days ago. Every once in a while, I'll find a good Bible thrift store. I looked over on the shelf, and there was a Thompson Chain Bible, King James Version, Thompson Chain Bible. I was familiar with the Thompson Chain Bible. I have another one. But this Bible dated back to 1964, had leather backs on it, and it looked almost brand new. I thought it was fun. Somebody had placed that Bible in a drawer somewhere. It was hardly read. Didn't have no markings in it. As far as I know, it didn't have no markings in it. It was that good rawhide leather or whatever it is. I mean, it was there to stay, brother. It was already, the copyright was 1964, and it looked that good being that old. I have a stack of Bibles in my house. If I find one like that, I'll tuck it away. And I have so many. I give probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 Bibles to Katie when she was doing that work on the mission field, going out to Africa or whatever, here a while back, you know, when they was collecting Bibles. I give them several Bibles to take on the mission field. We need to get the word of the Lord out. It's comfort, church, in the time that we need the holy word of God. We need God to help us. Amen. To bless us. We need the word. That's what we have to draw near to God in this last day. We need that still soul voice to speak to us. I think about old
such a great wind? Could you imagine just an earthquake? Could you imagine such a great fire? But God was not in those things. He was not in those events. He was not in those things. He was just a still small voice. And he said unto Elijah, just take heed. Just like I have a commission for you. I have a purpose for your life. Thought just earlier time before that you wanted to die, saying it is enough. I had a plan for your life. I have a plan for you. That's the way it is for you here tonight, church. God has a purpose, God has a plan. And God's going to fulfill that purpose and plan in your life. If you only say, now Lord, reveal thy truth unto me. Reveal thy will for my life. Help me to walk therein and be obedient to thy word. And help me to come to know God through thy word. I know it's true. I know it can help me. Praise his holy name. Isn't it wonderful to know he is speaking to his church? He's still speaking to us, church, tonight. I don't know about you, but in that whisper, I want to take heed to what God has to say. I don't want to turn a deaf ear to Holy Scripture, you. I don't want to turn a deaf ear to God. I say, God, please speak to me. God, I need you to reveal your word to me. God, I need something to be said to me, Lord. I need a word. You know, at times we feel like we get so desperate, we've got to have a word from God. And that's all we desire is a word from God. As long as we have his word, we feel like we can find rest in that he speaks to our soul. God, just give me peace. That's it, all understanding. God, just give me my joy to be made full to me. God, let the riches in Christ just open my vision to more of the revelation of Christ in this last day. I want more of understanding and more, amen, learning of thy word to know what can I do to be such a witness in these last days. Lord Jesus Christ. Do you love him, church? He's there. He's going to help us. And just a whisper away. God is just there to speak to you. Just think about coming to a close of what Jesus said about Peter, James, and John. When Jesus went into the garden to pray, he had asked these to watch. That's all he was asking them to watch while he went to pray. And he went to pray first, second, and third time. He found them asleep. Each time he went back, said unto them, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We know those scriptures and what he said unto them. They was not willing to watch. Think about what Jesus said in his word. I believe it's in one of Matthew's gospel, one of the verses concerning his coming. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch. He was telling his disciples to watch. Can't you just tarry and watch, wait 1 hour? Found them asleep. Think about what the scripture says in Proverbs. Just a little folding of the hands, a little slumber, just folding the hands asleep. Full of careless, like the sister testified. It does break your heart to know that through carelessness, lukewarmness, cold and indifferent, that many is going to be left behind. We don't take God for what his word teaches, church. We have all the instruction we need right here. We have the manual, the instruction book, the roadmap. Amen. We have everything that we need right here to make it to heaven. And there, by what God has spoken, let it be true to you. Let it lead you and guide you in what you need from him. Praise the Lord. The ones that will, let's come around this altar. Let's have our open ears to hear what God is saying to us. Church, we need him more in this last hour, in this last day. And when God whispers peace, and he shall say, peace be still. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you have given. We need thy word. We need thy power. We need thy spirit. Thank you.